It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, whether it's on radio or television broadcasts, in newspaper articles, on the internet, or being discussed at local community meetings, ideas are being shared about how important it is for the American people to change the landscape of America's employment situation. Americans agree that as America's consumers, we have the power to create a demand for American-made products by supporting America's industries who can maintain and restore employment opportunities in every sector of America's economy. As you're out shopping, consider that 100 years ago, immigrants from around the world were invited to come to America because there was a labor shortage during America's Industrial Revolution. 100 years later, as America's working age and able-bodied population grows, there is a major employment deficit, mainly because large numbers of jobs that employed American workers have been outsourced around the world as part of the new global economy. However, because of your voices, your actions, and your spending habits, more businesses are clearly listing that their products are made in America. Now, we're far from the 50-50 balance that we need to have in America's stores, but progress continues to be made every day with your participation. As our supporters shop at small and large businesses that are offering American-made products, we're looking to create a better outcome of employment opportunities for Americans right now and also for future generations. And circulating more of our dollars on products made in the USA continues to demonstrate that creating a demand for American-made products is a major key to success, to keeping businesses prosperous and Americans employed. Thanks for helping us spread the word. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.